Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM, I'm Dave Hoganson. Joining me this morning, I have Superintendent Lance Hatch with the Carbon School District. We are going to discuss the bond that they are putting out. Should be coming in your mail any day now, and we're going to talk about the bond itself and then what the changes are going to be to Carbon High School, what that bond's going to go for at the high school. So, Superintendent Hatch, thank you for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
No, thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about the bond itself and what the school district is asking for.
Well, it's a $36 million bond, and that sounds like a lot, but we have some fairly significant needs that need to be addressed at our two oldest schools, and that's Helper Middle School and Carbon High School. Carbon High was built in 1960, and there's some major issues we need to address there. So the majority of the bond, $26 million, is dedicated to Carbon High School and addressing those needs, where $10 million is dedicated to Helper Middle School.
And we were talking just a little bit off the air about the fact that Helper Middle, you'll see some changes, but the majority, the major changes are going to be at the high school, and that's what people will notice. So let's talk a little bit about what you guys are wanting to do at the high school.
Yeah, at the high school, we have our number one priority issue has to do with student safety and classroom space. We have eight classrooms that are outside of the building. They are in portable units behind the high school, and that poses quite a security risk in our minds. If anyone were to come to the back of the school, they'd be able to just walk right into the school. Because we have to keep those doors open with so many students attending classes in the back, so we really need to bring those classes into the facility so that we can secure the perimeter and have a single point of entry. And that's the recommendation across the nation, is to have a single point of entry that goes through the office. So another challenge for Carbon High is that the office is in the middle of the building, and so a significant change needs to be made, and we're proposing an addition, a major addition and renovation of the school.
And so what that renovation would entail really is it would take place in the courtyard right there in the school. And from what my understanding is that's where your main office is going to be put, in that section of the building. Because like you said, right now, you walk past three classrooms basically to get to the office.
Yeah, and there's nothing stopping you from just continuing, beyond the office.
So there's that, and then the classroom issue. I have a student at the high school that has to leave at 7:15 in the morning to get a parking place.
Right.
And you're going to address a little bit of that as well, correct?
That's right. We've dedicated $3 million of the bond toward that parking issue. What we want to do is move the transportation department. Anyone who's been over at the high school, you see all the buses parked. That's quite an area. And by moving the transportation department, we can almost double the parking at Carbon High. On top of that, we're going to have some studies done to address the flow of the traffic as well. So I think between those two things, addition of parking and also changing the way it flows, will greatly improve the experience people have there.
And then the other thing, and you said it at the very beginning, Carbon High is one of the older schools in the district. And with older schools, just like with older homes, you have issues, and they're mostly mechanical issues, heating, cooling, and all of that. And you're going to address those as well, is that correct?
Yes, some of the things that we need to do aren't very flashy at all. We have an old boiler system, and it's noisy and it's inefficient. It doesn't work well, and we want to replace that with rooftop units that are efficient, that would do the heating and the air conditioning at the same time. And that's a huge cost, but it's not something that is too flashy that you see at all.
But it's definitely something that needs to be taken care of up at the high school. So once again, you're looking to for student safety first and foremost. You want to get those portables out of there, add new classrooms, and have a central point for security to get into the building. And once again, new classrooms, parking, and then the mechanical issues. Now, you guys have some videos out there, correct? Where are those at?
Yeah, if people go to www.carbonschools.org, we have a link right there. You can find the videos very easy. We suggest that you watch some of those. They're really short, and they go into all of the important aspects of the bond.
And it also kind of gives you a glimpse of what Carbon High School would look like after all is said and done, as far as the main building is concerned.
Yes, there is a couple of architectural renderings that suggest what we think that will look like.
Okay, now the way that people are going to vote on this year, it's a little bit different than it normally is. It's coming in the mail.
That's right. It was mailed yesterday, from my understanding, so people will probably start seeing them in mailboxes today and within the next few days.
Okay, so keep an eye out for it. It's coming in your mailbox. If you're a registered voter, you're going to get one. And you know what? Just vote your mind and just mail it back. That's all you've got to do.
Yeah, we hope that people, as soon as they see it, they'll take care of it and send it off and be done.
And that's the most important part, is just, you know, make your voice heard, yes or no.
That's
and
right.
Just let them know and get it mailed back as soon as you possibly can. All right, Superintendent, thanks for coming in. Now, next week, you'll join us one last time, and we'll just kind of wrap everything up and let everybody know as far as what the ins and outs of the bond are going to be, what it may cost the local taxpayers, and we'll talk all about that next week. But be looking for that ballot. It should be coming in your mail this week, correct?
That's right.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, go to our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.